This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right. Welcome all of you to the Invent America show, which is part of the Home Talk USA radio network. Every week, we do 3 hours of live radio interviews and broadcasts, and that second hour from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, we do to try to help all the inventors out there. And we only started with Rita Crompton, my co-host. Rita, welcome again for another segment of the show. Rita, I'm just trying to explain to my audience what's the difference in the show and why we do this show each week with you. And you became a regular guest of Home Talk. You probably was on the show maybe twice a year or something like that. And I would meet you at the trade shows, and I would be talking to the young inventors out there and getting them on, doing some radio interviews. And we started to do these interviews, and it got very popular, and more people wanted to be on the show. And I said, hey, you know, we don't want to confuse anybody, so why don't we just take a segment of Home Talk and we focus on the inventors only and explain a little bit about what you do and a little bit about your role and how valuable your guys are to young inventors.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, it is interesting. We've had a wonderful story together as we've developed our relationship over the 15, 20 years. And a lot of it is because, you know, when you're talking about do-it-yourself home improvement stuff, which is exactly what you do, a lot of these people come up with a better widget. They come up with a better way of doing something. And that's where it gets into then inventing America. And, you know, we've got Invent America now because America invents. We have always been inventors and innovators. And so when we're talking about then all these little gadgets, and somebody says, well, I'm not really an inventor. I'm not an Albert Einstein, or I'm not, you know, Tesla and all of these, you know, guys that we think historically, you know, I hear Ben Franklin thrown out there all the time with his kite, and it's like, okay, well, don't run out there with a kite and, you know, and a key on the end of it.
Yeah.
But it's the little things. It's the little things that, you know, you can look down a row at a Home Depot and see, you know, 15 different flashlights, and a lot of them will have some new aspect of it that's patent pending, or, you know, that's still under a patent protection. And so we look at intellectual property and how do we help the inventors get out there, but it's a lot of times just their cool new way of doing something. So we want to encourage everybody out there, and in our idea of a young inventor is someone who's just getting started as opposed to, you know, someone who's 15 instead of 65. But there are inventors of every single age, from 10, you know, up to, you know, 95. And we get to help all of them get their products to market.
And it's not just the product, it's the process too, also, right?
Yes. You know, there's one of the gentlemen we're talking to today, his patent is on the process of what he's making, not on the actual product, which is interesting. We're talking about, you know, what do you do if you can't get a patent? How do you protect your idea? And then we're going to have a registered patent attorney on as our third guest that, you know, kind of validates now what these guys have done. But these products have been in the marketplace for years. We still, you know, in our home and my family, I always laugh because I tell my family, you know, I would give them new inventor products every year for Christmas. And both Grisco and Pinewright are gifts that they still get every year in their Christmas stockings or shipped to them or whatever, because they're just, you know, we can't imagine a household without them. But they both had to do it differently. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Now, talk about the other guests we're going to have today before we take a short break.
We're going to talk to John Bilby, who invented Grisco, and we're going to talk to Andre Robb, who did Pinewright. And that's an interesting one because it was made out of all that beetle-kill pine out there in the Rocky Mountains. And,
wow.
You know, it's like, all right, well, here's a bunch of junk that we're going to burn. And Andre goes, no, let's see if we can't make a better hot dog. And he did. Now, he's the one that has the patent on the machine that makes it, not on the product. And I just got done ordering both of these for my Christmas gifts.
We also have a patent attorney, right?
Exactly. And Jonathan David is a patent attorney out of the Chicago area. He's done several patents for inventors that have come to me and said, Rita, can you help me? And he's very good at working with the inventors and helping them see a bigger picture of what they can do. So, you know, I've been working with him now for a couple of years. And, you know, my inventors enjoy working with him because he'll keep them on track. You know, you don't need to talk about the weather when you're on the phone with the attorney. It's billable time. So he's very good at keeping them on track and focused and then getting their patents issued, which is a big deal.
I also want my audience to know that next week we didn't have a show planned, and then I was looking at the schedule, and, of course, I woke up and said we can do a show. So we're also going to have a show next week, right?
We are going to have a show next week, and right. It's going to be dedicated to how the service providers, because every inventor needs to use a pool of service providers. How do we pick the good ones, and how do those service providers help our inventors then? And so that's what we're going to be talking about.
And then I think that's going to be our last show for the year, right? And then we're going to come back the second Monday of the new year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then that way we're going to do a best of, and you're going to pick some shows, I'm going to pick some shows, and some of the best of what we talked about for the last 3 months, and do a recap, you know? So that's pretty much what we got lined up right now, right?
I can't believe we've been doing this for 3 months, and, you know, we've gotten a really good rhythm going for our inventors and helping, you know, everybody out there say, oh, I've got an idea. So we're going to talk about that as our New Year's resolution that first Monday back. Yeah. You know, you've been sitting on an idea, do your New Year's resolution. Get it out there.
And then I think at the end of January we have the trade show, the International Builders Show, the Hardware Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show, all three shows combined together in Las Vegas, right? I think it's at the end of January?
January 31st, February 1st and 2nd. And if you are out there and you are patent pending and you've got proof of concept prototypes and are thinking about going, now is the time to call me and say, Rita, I need one of those spots because I've still got about half a dozen spots left.
Well, I'll tell you, Rita, we got a great lineup this hour, and we're going to take a short break, but tell our audience who's going to be our first guest when we come back off a break.
John Bilby is our first guest. He is the inventor of Grisco.
Grisco, what they do?
Grisco is a cleaning product that is made out of the spices in your kitchen. We could actually spritz it on a salad if we want to.
Wow, now that is very, very innovative.
It is really awesome. I've sprayed it on my hand and licked it off before and then cleaned red wine out of a white carpet. So it works very, very well.
It's amazing the topics we talk here each week and every week. Man,
it is.
Especially me also being a Cajun chef, you know, I'm going to be really paying attention to this interview, you know.
You should try this one,
yeah.
I'll send you some for Christmas.
I can put in my food and clean the counter at the same time. Look at the money I'm saving. Oh, wow.
I know, right?
All right. Rita Crompton, the ventilator. Ventilating. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. That's HometalkUSA.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back.
Attention all HomeTalk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right. Welcome to the Invent America show, the radio version of Home Talk USA, here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, Rita, who's our guest?
Our guest is Andre Roy. He is the inventor of Pinrite. And it's like, you know, I get so excited when we have on these inventors where I have actually used their product for years. And I met Andre, several years ago now when he was actually already, you know, making and selling the product. And our conversation today is about the way people are able to protect their ideas when it's not a traditional type of patent. And Andre was unique in the fact that his patent isn't on the product as much as it is on the machine that makes the product. And Andre, thank you so much for being with us. I want you to explain a little bit about, you know, how you came. I know the story, but how you came up with Pinrite and what it is, and then how you came up with the idea. It's like, well, I can't do it this way, but I'm going to do it that way.
Oh, okay. Mine's an interesting story. I have a forested property in the mountains, and we had a disease called the pine beetle come in. And basically, it wreaked havoc in my forest, and I was trying to find a way to help my forest out. And I, just on a whim, I invented a machine that turns trees into powder using static electricity. I used the stored electrical energy in a dead tree to basically electrocute itself to dust. And it makes a wonderful fertilizer, but nobody believed it. So I had a machine that nobody believed, and I had a process that nobody believed, and I had a product that nobody believed. And so rather than give up, I just turned my life around and, what the heck, I'm going to make soap and out of powdered pine trees. And it's really been a success. So as you said, the product isn't patented, but how we make it is patented.
And I find that fascinating because so many people miss that option, you know, and they say, well, I couldn't get a patent on this. But no, you're making it a better way, or you're making something new in the process, even though you can't get a patent on soap. You know, we have used this stuff in my family, every member of the family, for years. It's absolutely amazing. And, this is one of the few products that actually gets made here in the States and shipped in bulk to China.
That's correct, yeah. In China, it's an expensive cosmetic that sells for about $70 for 2 ounces of it. And it's used for foot soaking, and we just found out pretty recently it's used in burn units in hospitals in China.
Yeah, it is amazing stuff. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about, you know, the machine and how you decided then to get the patent on the machine, on the process of making the soap.
I was retired. I used to own plastic companies, and I was minding my own business, and then, like I said, the pine beetle occurred. And I went to the forestry service, and they told me basically my trees were worthless and there was nothing I can do. And pretty much that day, I was trying to figure out a way to make disguise my dead trees. You know, if you put a truckload of dead trees in your truck, there isn't anybody who's going to buy it. You know, you'll have to pay to get rid of it. And I had to make something that was pretty inexpensive and good. And so those are my parameters, to use my trees, to make something inexpensive, and it has to be good. Otherwise, if it's not good, you're just wasting everybody's time. And,
so let me ask.
Sure.
I'm curious to know: Are you running out of trees yet?
No, it's in fact, when you know forestry, you start to understand that the more you clean up, just like a garden, the more you clean up, the healthier your forest and the faster it grows. And so with the forest I have, I can withdraw about $4 million a year and never cut down a tree that doesn't need to be cut down. So in other words, just cleaning and pruning and getting rid of trees that shouldn't be there or trees that are diseased. So basically, not knowing, I invented a new kind of forestry, a forestry that's profitable and very good for the forest.
Well, I'll tell you, Andrea, this the Cajun man, I have a saying, I was green before green was even cool.
Yeah.
And, and I've been talking about green technology for over 20 years, and I'm listening to you talk, and I said, man, I'm going to have to add that to my repertoire because – you know, we people talk a big game about saving the environment, but you're actually
do something.
You're actually doing something. So
and I'm teaching too.
Yeah.
The way I figure, and this is actually was one of my thoughts. If the Forest Service told me that the trees aren't worth anything, it sort of tells me that they're not taking care of the forest very well. In other words, you got an expensive watch and you got a cheap watch. You know, you take care of the expensive watch, you don't care too much about the cheap watch. And if I made forests profitable and worth a lot, people would take better care of it.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
So it's putting capitalism into the forestry, but it's to the forest benefit.
Yeah.
And when people ask me, where do you get your trees? They're my trees. You know, I'm taking care of my property.
Well, my buddy, we're out of time. And you have a website, right?
Yeah, I sure do. It's pinerite.com. That's PINERITE.com.
And just spell it out, right?
Yep.
Pinerite.com.
Yeah, RITE.
Well, Reed, I tell you, man, Andre is doing something to really protect the environment, huh?
Yeah.
He is. It's wonderful stuff.
Well, we got to run. Thank you so much. Up against the clock. Thank you, Andre. Andre Roy, Pinerite. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We did get in touch with Mr. John Bilmy with Grisco. He will be our next guest up. So all of you are rushing to the website right now and tweeting me, hey, I thought John Bilmy was going to be on the show. No, we had to bring him down a little bit, but we did get him. So we'll be right back. Yay!
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Updates. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is for legislation that bans TikTok on government devices. Several states have already banned the U.S. of TikTok on government networks and devices over national security concerns. Florida is struggling with below quantities of their orange crop, Rich Johnson explains why.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
Croatia scored a 2-1 win over Morocco to end their World Cup run today with a third-place finish in Qatar. That sets the stage for Sunday's championship match between Argentina and France. France, which also won in 2018, will try to become the first repeat. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, we do invite all of you to check out our podcast. That's right. The Invent America show is available on the Home Talk USA radio network website at HomeTalkUSA.com. 24/7, 365. So if you miss our live interviews on Saturday at 4 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com, you can go to HomeTalkUSA.com. And Rita, they actually can go to your website too, right?
Yes, they can, because we list these products on the website.
That's right. So, but Rita, we got John on the line, right, Rita?
We do. Mr. John Bilby is the founder of Clean Enterprises, and he wanted to invent a product that would work and be safe and not have any harsh chemicals in it. So he invented Grisco, which is, and also then a version called Aunt Sarah's Best. So we're going to let him tell you a little bit more about that. The cool thing about this is, Grisco and Aunt Sarah's Best are made out of the spices you find in everybody's kitchen. So you could actually spritz this on a salad and then go and clean the countertops with it. I've sprayed it on my hand, licked it off, and then cleaned red wine out of the carpet, and it works. Which got everybody at the party and the lady who spilled the red wine off the hook because they were all thinking, oh, that's so cool. So, John, tell us a little bit about Grisco and Aunt Sarah's Best and how you managed to put together this right combination of ingredients, and then we'll talk about the special intellectual property.
Okay. I started wanting a cleaner that was safe, and I thought that the product that we use for all these cleaners today are harsh and toxic and everything else. So I thought, you know, food products have all kinds of things in them. So I started research and taking food products from ice cream, toothpaste, canned goods, bakery products, just any product that was on the grocery shelf and started experimenting with products that would make a good, safe cleaner. And lo and behold, Greasego was born from there. So it is a food safe product, biodegradable, non toxic, non flammable. I even spray it my hand and lick it.
Yeah, and I have too, multiple times, just to prove a point, and then cleaned up a big mess. So the cool thing about it is, you know, and what we're talking about today is, it's not a traditional patent type of application. What John used was a trade secret. And so you want to explain a little bit about that? You've got a great trademark and a trade secret.
Yes. I talked to an attorney about this, and he recommended that I write down all my formulations, put them in a separate envelope, each one, and seal it real well. So I take my formulation, I write it down, I stick it in an envelope, and on the back where the lip is sealed down, I take a pen and make a squiggly mark all along the edge, and then take packing tape and put over that. So it's really hard to get into, and it's almost tamper-proof. And then I send it to myself, and when I receive it back, I put it in a safe. Even if someone gets to it, they got to break the seal. So as long as the seal has not been broken, it goes to court. You just take your letter, hand it to the judge, and he sees it sealed up. It's dated. It's postmarked. And so nobody else knows the secret formulation. So
it's kind of in the same category as Coca-Cola. I mean, they always laugh that that was a secret formula. And there's actually a lot of things out there that have gone based on trade secrets. So, you know, you might have one entity make one part of it, another entity make another part of it, and another entity is what puts them all together and packages them. And then there's, you know, when you are doing it all yourself, you've got to keep track of that formula and keep it a secret.
Exactly. Yes. So that's what I do. Yeah, there's a lot of trade secrets out there. Krispy Kreme donuts is a trade secret. Twinkies, WD-40, Listerine, Coca-Cola. There's a lot of trade secrets.
Hey, we can't forget about the Colonel, man. Can't forget about the Colonel.
That's right. KFC. He's right at the top.
They've been trying to steal it. And I think somebody told me the other day there's only three people that actually know today the whole recipe. There's still like three people. They interviewed somebody, and it's like only three people that know the whole recipe. But they got that thing in lock and guard, man.
You bet. Yeah, that's the way mine is. I'm the only one that knows the formulas. I keep them in the safe, and the attorney says there's no judge that would turn that away. So.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when you've got to keep a trade secret, anything that is a recipe has got to be kept as a trade secret. It's kind of the rule of thumb in intellectual property world.
Right, right. And there would probably go to other applications as well.
The one that we see that runs up against that is the formulas for a computer application, the apps and the algorithms. Those are considered like recipes, and so they are kept as trade secrets.
Right, sure. So, yes, right. And that's, I do all, I have about 20 or so envelopes down there, it's all sealed. And
So, John, we're out of time, my buddy. I definitely want to thank you, and Rita wants to thank you for being our guest. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Greasego?
www.greasego.com, and there's no E in Greece. It's GREASGO.com.
Great. Well, John, I definitely want to thank you for being our guest, man, and drop me and Rita a line and keep us up on how you doing, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Glad to talk with you.
All okay. right. That was John Bilmy. John Bilmy with Grease Co. Check him out. GreaseCo.com. That's GreaseGo.com. All right, Rita, we're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills here, right?
Yes, sir. We certainly do.
When we come back, who's going to be our guest?
Jonathan David, a registered patent attorney, and he's going to talk about some of those other options.
All right, John David, thank you. He's going to be here shortly. It's all about the process, right, Rita? All right, we can take a short break.
That's right.
Right here.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun contractor Michael King, and my co-host, along with the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Now, Rita, wow, we got a very interesting guest coming up. His name is what? Jonathan David. He's a registered patent attorney? Patent attorney?
Yes, he is. That is a mouthful. So, yes, I've known Jonathan for a few years now. He's done a lot of great work for our inventors. He is a registered patent attorney, and his specialty really is working with those independent inventors. So he's got a wide scope of experience and abilities on there. And Jonathan, today we're talking about some of the more non-traditional intellectual property. And so what I'd like to do is have you, you know, if somebody can't file for the traditional, provisional, and then non-provisional, just because they've got a narrower window, what are some of the options of intellectual property that they can use to protect their idea?
They can definitely, you know, maybe go with the design route that kind of is on a cheaper, you know, cost, and it kind of, you know, it's definitely can protect them on a narrower scope. You know, they can also definitely go on the trademark route, you know, which you can protect any, you know, there are so many classes they can choose from to kind of protect certain phrases and slogans and, you know, what other, you know, identifying marks on their idea. There's a lot of things they can kind of do to kind of get the ball started to, you know, kind of get a little piece of protection here and there if they can't do it all at once with, you know, let's say a provisional, or they just are budget limited and they just cannot, you know, afford, you know, either a provisional or non-provisional filing. You know, they could, you know, they could definitely have a piecemeal approach of going the design route or going the trademark and also the copyright route. There's just, they can all like secure a small piece here and there. So they have some form of protection, albeit limited, but limited protection added three ways is still a decent amount of protection, I would say. You know, it's better nothing.
My question for you, tell everybody, you know, what is the value then of how does someone keep a trade secret? We had John Bilby on, who invented Grisco, and he's used a trade secret very successfully, kind of like the Coca-Cola and Colonel Sanders Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Sure.
But when someone's got a trade secret, all right, what does that mean, and what do they do to protect it?
Rita, that's a great question. You know, it's obviously the topic of a lot of litigation, you know, per se. So generally, you have an agreement with someone not to disclose, you know, this particular trade secret or whatnot. You want to say the original recipe, for example, for Kentucky Fried Chicken, or you want to see the, you know, Coke recipe. You know, there's also, you know, this is a federally protected law that can kind of protect someone, or, you know, if they have an agreement with someone, or also, you can have an agreement with someone where you're also federally protected, you know, with regard to this. It is definitely another form of protection that may not be as good as patent protection, but it's definitely, you know, a decent protection that can protect you from an idea perspective, you know, something like a copyright now won't necessarily do. So that's, so I would.
You sound a lot like an attorney.
Oh, well, we just weigh our options and we just kind of see what's best for our client given what they are and, you know, where they stand in the world with regard to their resources. You know, we have to give them the most concise and, you know, detailed plan that's best for them. So,
okay, so answer this question. Why doesn't a copyright have the same weight as a patent? And I've been asked that question a couple of times. You know, somebody says, well, I don't want to spend all that money on a patent. I'm just going to write it, and then I'll get a copyright on it. Why is
it? Go ahead. It's a great question. It does give you some form of protection, but only for that particular literary work, per se. You know, another, like artist or inventor, they can have their own version of that same idea. The idea itself that produced that work isn't necessarily protected. So you do get a protection for that, you know, piece of composition or work you've come about, but, you know, I can just, you know, if I was a competitor, I can just come up with my own version of that same idea. And that's kind of an issue with, you know, copyright. It can be very limited in that regard. You know, the patent will protect your idea and all other various iterations of that. It gives you much more broader protection. The copyright kind of gives you a very narrower scope of protection, which you kind of like, you know, I'd really caution against all inventors just going for that, per se.
I got to step in here. We're up against a hard break. Jonathan, how can we reach you if somebody wants some information on your services?
Oh, feel free to call me or email me at any time at the law office of Rita Crompton. That's the best way to typically reach me. And,
okay, not quite. I will post the information. It's not law offices of Rita Crompton. It's RP Baraska. So we don't want anybody thinking I'm practicing law without a license.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Jonathan. We got to run.
All right. Thank you. Great talking to both of you.
All right. We're going to be back shortly for a wrap-up right here. We're going to give you some contact information, and we got some breaking news. So stay tuned right here on the Event America Show. Yay! Y'all come back now, yeah?
All right.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beta products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's Mosquito Beater Water Soluble Pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's Mosquito Beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide Mosquito Beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right. If y'all want to learn more information about the Inventor Lady, it's InventorLady.com. And obviously you want to know some information about our podcast and all our guests, all our topics, HomeTalkUSA.com. Rita, I tell you, we got some breaking news, and why don't you share with our audience?
All righty. Our breaking news is that we will be doing our live recordings. That's a redundant statement. We will be doing our show next week. And if anybody wants to get a hold of Jonathan David, the registered patent attorney who was on today, the easiest way is to send me an email, Rita@InventorLady.com, and I will send you back his email and phone number.
And he's just so much a valuable tool to have in the toolbox, right?
He is. And when we have questions and we need a registered attorney to answer them, we'll get him on.
All right, we got to go. All right, Rita, till next week. I'm looking forward to talking to another guest, another topic, right here on the Invent America Show. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with Rita Crompton. See you next week.
Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.